Now here on Radio 4, time for Saturday Night Theatre.
Stolen Kisses by Bill Taylor.
Hotel Civic, how may I help you?
Starring Louise Lombard,
3 nights,
Paul McGann, and Neil Pearson. Stolen Kisses.
I wonder who's kissing. I wonder who's teaching.
French knickers.
Tango briefs.
You reckon?
Oh, look at her, Jen. Look at the way she's perched on her chair. I bet she gets up at 6 every morning. 3 lengths in the pool and down to the gym.
What about that one?
Air checks Y-fronts. Definitely.
Don't fancy him then, Carl.
No, I don't fancy any of them. Oh, I hate the summer. All sweaty families and loud Americans.
At least we have each other.
Yeah, at least.
Evening, Mrs. Jukes. Fair coat.
And no bloomers. You're in there.
What? Help the ages.
She'd eat you for breakfast.
Why did she call me Jeffrey? Don't look like a Jeffrey.
Now, that's more like it.
What?
Over there. Sit next to the bonsai. What do you reckon? Satin boxer shorts?
No chance.
Why not?
You reading the book?
What's that supposed to prove?
He's set in his ways.
Well, maybe he needs something to smile about.
I haven't got a hope. Wife and 2 kids is written all over his face.
Still, nothing ventured.
£20 says you're wrong.
20? You like chucking your money away, don't you?
I can tell these things.
Ted, why aren't you in the lobby?
I'm on my break.
Does this look like a restroom?
No, right. Sorry, guys.
What are you gulping at?
Nothing much.
Don't just stand there. That bloke on table 7 is only starving to death.
Yes, Mr. Fisher. I was just going over.
I'm running a hotel. And a bloody knocking shop.
No one to talk with. All by myself. No one to talk.
I'll have the duck in plum sauce.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Why not?
Oh, it's been in and out of the freezer for weeks. The salmon's fresh.
All right, then I'll have the salmon and a bottle of the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Is it? Comes from Australia. You'd be better off drinking the vinegar.
Well, what would you recommend, miss?
Karen. The 87 Chateau d'Angleterre is your best bet. You don't want anything too robust. Not if you're having the fish.
Okay, then the Chateau d'Angleterre.
Yes, sir.
Robert.
Do you want me to bring the food straight away, sir?
If you're sure it's edible.
You're not waiting for anyone?
Like who?
I don't know. Your wife or anyone?
My wife is in Bristol.
So you're here on your own, then?
You could say that.
I see. Must get pretty boring, you know, lonely hotel rooms.
What, with 17 cable channels?
I hope you don't watch Channel 13.
Why, you don't approve?
I'd rather have a genuine article.
I'm a long way from home.
I'll get you your food.
I don't care to go.
Whisk, Rupert!
Mr. Bradley?
You don't batter a souffle to death. You whisk it lovingly.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
And for pity's sake, blow your nose.
Oh. Hey, Franklin. Bert lost it.
Thelma, a breath of sanity. Oh, I like the frock.
Ah, I got it down the market. $6.99.
Did I get my Thursday night?
Oh, Gary says you can't have Thursday if you want the weekend.
What? But I need Thursday and the weekend.
That's what he said.
What are we? Slaves and backers?
Oh, I did me best.
Of course you did, Fontos. Gary wants me to work Thursday, I shall work Thursday. And the guests shall dine on pig's offal and boiled tripe.
You wouldn't do that.
You would, you know.
Gerard, my darling child. Yeah, have a taste of this.
What is it?
Suck it and see. Mmm,
that's all right.
All right. I fill your foul little mouth with my finest bouillon de boeuf parmentier, and all you can mutter is all right.
They tell me you've got next week's rota?
Yeah.
I don't know why you need rest days, Gerard. You never seem to be gainfully employed.
I'm round and about, aren't I?
Oh, yes, dear boy. Ducking and diving. And all your sort.
You're off on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So am I.
Ah, fate.
If you like, we could do that trip to Edale.
What trip?
You know, up in the peaks. See at my aunt.
I don't know about that.
Like you keep promising.
Do I?
Gerard, take the girl away from all this.
Oh, Wednesday's not good for me. I'm sorry, Phil.
Oh, another time then?
Yeah, another time, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right then. I better get back to the desk.
Gerard. Love is like a crystal vase in need of tender care.
What? Thelma,
you don't mock. That sweet child is worth 10 of you.
Oh, fancy her, Franklin.
Then don't play with her.
Who's playing?
You're a pretty little boy, Gerard. That doesn't give you carte blanche to break any heart that happens to tumble your way.
You know what, Frankie, you're lovely when you're angry.
One of these days, you'll wind up in serious trouble.
Promise it, promise it.
You didn't finish your broccoli.
Does that mean I won't get coffee?
No, but if the chef finds out, he'll slap your legs. Good book?
Not really, it's not got much of a plot.
Let's see. Manchester, a city on the move.
I'm trying to work out where the action is.
Well, this won't help much. You here for long?
Till Friday.
What for?
What?
You must be here for a reason.
Incentive awareness.
You what?
I'm a management consultant.
What's that then?
I tell people how to handle their staff.
Sounds dead fascinating.
Someone has to do it.
Broadhead is good.
What's that?
A club. Not behind Piccadilly.
Right.
Well, there's loads of places to go if you know where to look.
But they're not in the city guide.
No.
I suppose what I really need is someone who knows their way around.
Yeah, I suppose you do.
It's a pity you work nights, really, isn't it?
I don't work every night. I'm off tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, really. Shall we say 7:30 at Traders?
Miss Brown.
Shit. Right then, sir, that's one coffee and a brandy.
What? Yes, make it a double, will you?
Very well, sir.
Is everything all right, sir?
Couldn't be better.
Good, good. Table 13 is ready to order, Miss Broughton.
Yes, Mr. Fisher. Thanks.
What for?
He's been on my back all day. I'll have to go.
Look, this place, Traders.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll find it.
Good morning, Mrs. Dukes. This is your 8 o'clock call.
Oh, is it? Oh, God. Right, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a nice
day. No, wait. Can you set up some breakfast?
Certainly, Mrs. Dukes. Continental or full English.
Oh, I'll just toast, eggs, plenty of strong coffee.
I'll attend to it immediately.
Jed, how many more times? Don't do that.
I could eat you for breakfast.
Let me go.
You don't mean that.
I bloody do. Haven't you ever heard of the word no?
Don't be like that. I got you a little Prezi.
What?
Yeah. Open it. What do you think?
Oh, I don't want it.
Why not?
You gave me a watch at Easter.
No, you got two.
Oh, you have to stop doing this, Jed.
Your name's inscribed on the inside.
It's over. Don't you understand that?
I like you to have things. Come on, girl. It's not going to kill you to take it.
This is the last time. Understand?
Hell, fire and damnation!
Oh, do something useful, Jed. Get Franklin a cup of coffee.
Rupert. The hell is that supposed to be?
Eggs, Mr. Franklin.
Fried or scrambled. You're a complete and utter waste of space. What are you?
Do your best, Mr. Franklin.
I'm not having the likes of you clustering up my kitchen. Remove yourself forthwith.
You can't do that.
I said out. Vamoose. Be gone.
I'm telling Mr. Fisher.
Yes, right.
Thank you. What's wrong?
Sorry to left him.
Oh, not again.
No. Not again. For good. Packed his bag and walked off with my portable television. Can you believe that? My portable television. He's even taken the rug we haggled for in Istanbul. 6 months of unwashed cups under the bed and toast crumbs in the butter, and for what? so that some stuck-up little Torag can tell you with only a bit of a laugh. Oh, God. Look. Sorry.
You're best out of it, Franklin.
Am I?
I never liked Barry.
I don't think I particularly liked Barry. But let's face it, he had a full head of hair and buttocks she could die for. And I'm not getting any younger.
Well, you're not old.
No spring chicken, is it?
Jed.
There you are. Oh.
Gerard's right. Why delude ourselves? I'm 47, an age that you children can't even dream of.
Well, my dad's 47.
Thelma, are you suggesting I cavort with your father?
No, but 47, it's not the end of the world.
Do you know what I hate more than anything?
I'm sure you're going to tell us.
You lot.
Us? You don't mean that.
I loathe and detest you people. I despise your youth, your exuberance, your swift young lives so pregnant with hope and possibility.
Oh, you have much more fun than we do.
Do I? Then why doesn't Gerard owe me 20 quid?
What 20 quid?
Why haven't I been swept away by a management consultant?
What?
Franklin.
That bloke at dinner. You got off with him?
I told you I would.
When?
Tonight.
Karen? We're going out tonight. It's all fixed up, that French film at the corner house.
Oh, we can see that at any time.
I got the tickets in advance.
Thelma, you're off tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well then, problem solved. Karen shall wine and dine our mysterious consultant, and you, Thelma, shall accompany Gerard to the Depardieu. Welcome, Anita.
Maybe Jed doesn't mind.
No, nonsense. Jed would be more than happy to take you, wouldn't you, Jed?
Only a fool has squandered good tickets.
Well, if you want me to go.
Yeah. Right then. Now everybody's happy.
I thought as much.
Mr. Fisher, need I remind you that the kitchens are out of bounds to all unauthorized personnel. It's a rule I swear by.
Look, Meg, as duty manager, I've every right...
Acting duty manager, surely, or has Mr. Matthew has been found dead in his Greek villa?
I'm sick of you lot pissassing about in the kitchens. I'm trying to run a business. Jed, what are you doing here?
I'm collecting the breakfast order.
Well, collect it, then.
Okay.
And Thelma, why aren't you on reception?
Sorry, Gary.
Mr. Fisher.
Mr. Fisher.
Well, go on, move. Karen, let Ruth wait in the corridor.
Yes, Mr. Fisher.
Gary, I'm not having that imbecile in my kitchen. Can't you put him on room service? Or better still, do the honourable thing and get shot of him altogether.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Or doesn't your authority stretch that far?
Just get off my back, Frank.
Oh, believe me, dear boy, your back is the last place that I...
Come on!
I don't want no more shouting.
Let's ask the child himself, shall we? Rupert, how do you fancy being a chambermaid?
I'm not a girl.
How true and how wise.
I want this sorted. I haven't got all day.
I'm supposed to do the cooking. That's what Dad said.
Yeah, yes, but Daddy's not here, my orphan child. Daddy's ensconced on a Greek isle with his dashing nymphette. We're your family now.
Why don't you compromise?
Oh, compromise. What a hateful word.
Perhaps if Rupert did the washing up.
That's not fair.
And maybe buttered the bread for high tea.
Right, that's settled.
I don't want him within 10 yards of my gas hubs.
Rupert, you're on cleaning and buttering.
But that's it.
Are you deaf? Cleaning and buttering. And I want you to stop picking on him.
I'll try my best, but it would be foolhardy to promise.
I mean it, Franklin. You're not indispensable.
We're none of us indispensable, fond heart.
Get back to work.
If that little oik ever makes manager, I'm moving to trust her.
He has got the power to sack you, you know.
Yeah, but has he got the strength of character? Fancy a pain au chocolat? Is that yours?
What?
What?
Afraid so.
Let's have a dip, huh? Mmm. Very nice. Gerard?
Keep telling him not to.
You're wasting your breath. There's nothing that can swerve the desperate heart of a jilted lover.
I didn't jilt him, Franklin. We've never been more than friends.
It didn't stop you dropping your drawers, did it?
Yes, okay, once. Months ago. That hardly constitutes an affair.
Well, perhaps not in your eyes. But we all have our own little vantage points from which we view our existence. And I fancy the perspective from Gerard's is peculiarly unique.
It's open! Oh, Jeffrey.
It's Jed, ma'am.
Oh, is that me?
That's what you ordered.
Did I?
Two boiled eggs, toast and coffee. Where do you want it?
Oh, isn't getting to be quite a habit, isn't it?
Sorry?
Waltzing into my room when I'm practically stark naked.
Yeah, well...
Why don't you put the tray down before you drop it?
Right.
You know what I think? I think you do it on purpose.
It's a steamy job, Mr. Stewart.
I think you're a very wicked young man.
Am I?
How old are you, Geoffrey?
21.
Really? Old enough, then, would you say?
Old enough for what?
Since you're here, you might as well make yourself useful. My back is like a coiled spring. Oh, you'll find the massage oil in the bathroom.
All right, Mrs. Chips. Whatever you want.
Was everything all right for you, Mother?
Yes, lovely. Hotel Civic, how may I help you?
Oi, Jet.
Is something wrong?
Over here. Oh, Christ, what's that on your trousers?
I spilled some orange juice.
You'll have to get changed. You look like you're wet yourself.
Yeah, right.
I suppose you've heard about Christine.
Heard what?
She's pissed off with a petty cash.
Gus, we did try to warn you.
What was that, you know? She had four GCSEs, for Christ's sake. Look, do you want to win a few extra quid?
It depends.
I need someone reception tonight. Patricia's off with a flu and he's taking his wife temping bowling.
I've made arrangements.
Oh, come on, Jed. I thought we were mates.
Has it all been booked, I'm afraid?
I'm not in this place single-handed.
Why don't you ask Thelma?
She's doing the day shift.
So?
I can't ask her to do the evening at all, can I?
No, don't ask her. Tell her.
What?
You've been left in charge, haven't you? Mr. Matthews wouldn't go begging. He'd tell people what's what. Besides, you know what Thelma's like. She's not going to say no, is she?
No, I suppose not.
She's got to be decisive, Gaz. What's the point screaming at everyone if you're not going to do anything?
Screaming? What are you on about?
Gaz, I hate to be the one to say this, mate, but people are laughing at you. They're saying you're not up to it. You're all acting and no manager.
Well, who's been saying that?
Come on, I'm not going to name names, am I?
People are jealous of me, that's what it is, because I'm making an impression. I'm going somewhere.
Stand up to them. Yeah, look at Thelma now. Show them what you're made of.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Miss Armitage, I'm going to work with you.
Oi! That's it. You there?
Me, sir?
Yes, you, sir. Am I supposed to stand here all bloody day?
Are all these yours, sir?
Of course they're mine. Do I look like the sort of man who steals other people's luggage?
Right, which floor?
Not in there! I haven't stepped foot inside a lift since 1967. I've stuck between floors, missed me dinner. We'll take the stairs.
Yes, sir.
Room 507. Well, come along, boy!
Welcome to Manchester. Hot, loud and sticky.
Where are the cloth caps?
Oh, we're dead cosmopolitan up here. Well, we are when the sun shines. You must be boiling, why don't you take your tie off?
Don't you like it?
Makes you look like a lager lout.
How do you know I'm not?
You're drinking white wine and soda.
I like your dress.
You don't think it's a bit obvious?
Why do you?
I don't want to give you the wrong impression.
And what impression's that?
What does your wife wear?
Why?
I'm curious.
Oh, I don't want to talk about Judith.
Why not?
I want to talk about you.
Do you feel guilty?
Why should I be guilty?
I wasn't sure you'd show up.
Yes, you were.
I feel sort of nervous. I don't know why.
Doing nothing wrong.
I know we're not.
Well, then, do you fancy another drink?
I thought you wanted to see the sights.
I lied.
What?
I've been here loads of times.
Hey,
Jed. Jed!
Well, there's a coincidence.
What happened to your film?
Oh, Thelma cancelled on me. So I thought I'd have a night on the town, hiya.
Robert, this is Jed.
Hi there.
We work together.
I know all our guilty secrets.
Really?
Can I get you a lot of drink?
Actually, we were just leaving.
She's afraid I'll embarrass her.
Would you?
I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, what are you drinking? Spritzers, is it? Yeah, I won't be a mum.
Come on.
Why?
Let's get out of here before he comes back.
What are you trying to hide?
Nothing.
Well, then sit down. Let me hear about your guilty secrets.
Yeah, when we really get bored, we've got this little competition.
Oh, really?
I think it's time we were going.
What you've got to do, what you do is you have to assess the personality of each of the diners. You know, what do you look like, the way they sit, the stuff, the order. And then on with all the relevant information, you try and guess what kind of knickers they're wearing. Karen's got you marked down with boxer shorts.
cotton or lycra?
Satin, actually.
Oh, Jed.
And how do you corroborate your findings?
Well, that's the tricky bit. I suppose what you've got to do is sort of get yourself into a situation where you might find out.
I see.
Well, let's face it. You can't just go up to a total stranger and ask him to drop his keg.
Robert, it's 10:30.
You need to devise a strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you ready?
Oh, dear. I'm keeping you.
Yeah, well, Jed, it's been very enlightening.
I'll see you tomorrow, Jed.
You'll be wanting your 20 quid.
What 20 quid?
It doesn't matter. Come on.
Nice meeting you.
Anytime, Bob, anytime.
So, I'm part of a bet, am I?
Sort of.
Do I get a share of the winnings?
No.
Why not?
You're too rich already.
Do you know what I reckon?
What?
You only want me for my body.
Is that a problem?
Why should it be?
Let's go and sit down.
This place is amazing.
Do you want one of these?
What is it?
Ecstasy.
No, thanks.
Don't you approve?
I'm happy enough already.
Are you?
Yes.
Why are you so happy?
Why do you think?
It's a pity you're married.
Why?
It just is.
We don't have to do anything we don't want to.
No, we don't. Fancy another dance?
No.
Me neither.
You want to see my cable telly?
I'm not supposed to fraternize with the guests.
Don't worry, I won't tell.
If I'm caught, I'll lose my job.
You won't get caught, not if we're discreet.
Okay, let's go back to the hotel. You take the lift. I'll sneak up the stairs.
Karen? Shh. What are you doing in there?
Being discreet.
Nice try. You want a hand?
No, I'm not the door.
Right.
Shh. Someone's coming, open the door.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Now where is the door?
Excuse me. Hi. Would you believe it? They're closing bloody bar.
Really?
1:30 and they're closing bloody bar. Might as well book in a bloody youth hostel.
Right. Well, night then.
Maybe I've had enough anyway. I could have sworn that rubber plant just moved. Time for bed, I suppose.
Okay, it's gone.
Well, then, are you going to invite me in? Do you think he saw me?
Maybe you did.
I'll lose my job.
Maybe you will.
Don't you care?
Do you?
Close the door. Turn on the light. Right then, the moment of truth.
What?
Keep still. I knew it.
They're not satin, actually. They're silk.
Oh, are they, actually?
Admit it, you're impressed.
I'm easily impressed. Careful.
What?
There's a zip on the back.
Oh, right.
You don't hang about, do you?
I've been waiting all night.
We'll have to use something.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
In fact, I've got an assortment to choose from. Featherlight, ribbed, or flavoured.
Surprise me.
This one matches your dress.
What, ripped down one side?
Look, I have to tell you something.
What?
I don't normally do this.
You want me to do it for you?
No, I don't mean the condom. I mean all this.
I don't mind.
I'd like you to know that.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
You really ought to wait for your cab.
I fancy a walk.
It's time of night. You never know who's lurking.
Tony, I'll be all right. I'll get a taxi at the garden.
Well, if you're sure. See you tomorrow, then.
Not tomorrow. Day off. Night, then.
Night, Tom.
Who's there? Hello? Jed, what are you doing out here?
I thought I heard something.
Heard what?
On the fire escape. Look, look, the ladder's down.
I'll fetch security.
No, it's okay.
Well, somebody might be up there.
Oh, I doubt it. It's probably one of the punters doing a runner.
Well, what if it isn't?
I'll sort it out.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, I'm okay.
You can't go up there by yourself.
Helma, stop fussing, will you? You're always trying to interfere.
No, I'm not.
What's wrong with you, eh? Oh, you're always clinging to me like a bitch on heat.
What?
Can't you leave me alone for 5 minutes?
Oh. Are you still angry about tonight?
Well, about tonight?
Oh, I didn't want to break our date, Jed.
Oh, there.
Gary got dead stroppy. I had no choice.
So you stood me up?
Oh, it wasn't like that.
Oh, look, let's forget it, shall we?
Some other time, though. Tomorrow, maybe. You could come round for tea.
You taking a cab?
Why?
You better get to the rank before the club's empty.
Tomorrow, then?
Yeah, look, I don't know. We'll see.
Are you sure you don't want me to get Tony?
Come on. Okay.
Yeah. Right. See you then.
Not if I see you first.
They're all identical, you know.
What are?
These executive rooms. The chestnut brown carpets. Pastel wallpaper.
The Corby trouser press.
The Ferrero Rocher old gooey on the pillow.
The five-star room service. I meant what I said.
What did you say?
This isn't something I do on a regular basis.
Never mind, you muddled along quite nicely.
I mean it. I don't want you to think...
Robert, it doesn't matter.
What about you?
What about me?
Well, is this, you know, regular?
Why?
Just curious.
Makes a difference, does it? If I'm just a tard?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but you're the first shag I've had since Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah, I'm normally dead choosy. It must be something to do with this weather. When the sun shines, I'll sleep with anyone.
Okay, sorry. Shouldn't have asked.
Oh, I need a glass of water. You want some?
Please.
Here. What the hell is this?
Golf clubs.
Golf?
Is that a problem?
Oh, they're heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, look, careful.
You do a lot of damage with a set of these.
Hey, mind the mirror.
What mirror?
Oh.
Whoops.
You did that on purpose.
So? You're on business expenses, aren't you? My dad watches golf on the telly. It helps him to sleep.
Well, I'll teach you if you like.
No, sir.
No, I mean it. My company's booked me around. Why don't you come?
When?
Tomorrow afternoon.
I'm working.
Phone in sick.
I need the money. I'm saving.
What for?
College. I'm not really a waitress, you know. I'm starting business administration in September. BA ons, no less.
So when will I see you?
Who can say?
I'm only here till Friday.
All the more reason not to waste our time playing golf. Besides, someone might see us.
Someone already has.
Who?
Your little admirer at the pub.
Go in. He's not my little anything.
He was sniffing around you like a sick dog.
Nothing I can't handle.
I felt so sorry for him.
Feeling sorry for Jed is not a good idea.
If he could see you now, shivering with expectation.
Shivering with cold, actually. Can I shut the window?
Shit.
It won't budge.
I don't know why it's open. I closed it when I went out.
You know,
The view from up here is amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
I was talking about the architecture.
So was I.
Mr. Sadler, again?
Greed is good.
Karen, please don't. Please don't.
Wake up. Come on.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Get out of here. Oh,
you don't believe in standing on ceremony, do you?
What?
Banging at my door at 4 a.m, bulldozing your way into my bed with all the fin death of a drunken scrum half.
Oh, shit.
It's a good job I've got a charitable disposition.
Oh, I can't find my socks.
Who's going to give that young lady of yours a good talking to?
Who?
She must be blind. Two-timing a proud young boy like you. What's her name? Oh, Karen, wasn't it?
How do you know about her?
You told me. Honestly, Jeffrey, don't you remember anything?
Jed. My name is Jed.
Apart from my dressing gown, there's a love.
What exactly did I tell you?
Why didn't you tell me? I've never met anyone who can drink, screw, and talk at the same time. It's rather touching.
What?
My late husband used to play the field, but I never actually caught him at it. That must have been a terrible shock for you.
You don't know a thing.
Jed!
All right, you understand? I mean it. Last night never happened.
You are?
I wasn't even here, right?
What's wrong with you?
I mean it.
There's no need for this. I'm not going to tell the world that I share my bed with a boy young enough to be my son.
Grandson.
What do you think I am?
You better not, that's all.
Okay. You've made your point, so do you mind letting go of me? Thank you. Now, are you going to run me a bath?
I want it downstairs.
And don't forget to bring my breakfast.
All of it says up.
Rupert! This plate is encrusted with egg yolk.
Sorry, Mr. Franklin. I'm doing my best.
Of course you are, my cherub, of course you are. What are we but the sum of our inadequacies?
Mr. Franklin.
Keep up the good work, fond heart.
You're in a good mood today.
Oh, yes. Last evening I received a telephone communication from...
I thought that was awesome.
So did I, my dear. But it would appear that the fat lady was merely gargling. He's coming round tonight with an Indian takeaway. You're not the only one with a tale to tell.
Oh, that's great. I hope it works out this time.
If not this time, then the next. Barry and I are a long-running saga, packed with drama, intrigue, and ever more periodic climaxes. Of course, we can't hold a candle to your race, a little novelette.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Now, where were we? He lured you back to his own suite. Then what happened?
What do you think?
Surprise.
Frankie, I'm not giving you the graphic details.
You were careful, weren't you?
Of course. The thing is...
I smell a boat.
I think I'm in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the sex. Well, it is, I suppose. Mm-hmm. In the past, it's... usually been knickers off and mind the lager, but Robert, he's more...
That's it.
Do you think I'm being foolish?
We must go where our hearts lead us.
For all the good it'll do me. I'm cleaning rooms all day and I'm in the restaurant all evening. I'll probably never see him again.
You'll see him. Must always find a way.
Well, Frankie.
Gerhard, Mr. Fisher craves your indulgence.
I need some juice.
Why can't you find some way of appeasing him? Every time you go AWOL, he comes sniffing round my cream of asparagus.
What happened to you, Cuss?
When?
Last night. I went to the club, you went there?
No, Robert wanted to see the hacienda.
Where'd you go afterwards?
Well, I don't think that's any of your...
Took you down a dark alley, did he? Gave you what you wanted.
What?
You should have seen them, Frankie, all over each other. I'm surprised they weren't selling tickets.
Jed, why are you doing this?
Trouble with you, Karen, you've got no sense of discernment. If it moves, shag it, isn't that right?
And you should know, Jed.
Children, children. I'm disappointed in you, Karen. I thought you had more self-respect.
I need it on the front door.
Poor little green-eyed bunny.
I can't take much more of this. He keeps following me around. I don't know what he expects from
me. You really ought to talk to him, you know. Sort things out.
I've tried talking. It only makes things worse.
Maybe so. But the boy's besotted. Can't you see that? Things are going to have to get worse, Karen. If you ever want them to get better.
Yes?
Can I service your room, sir?
What, now?
Oh, shall I come back later?
Yes, deal with that.
Dickhead.
Karen! Wait! Sorry, pal. Yeah. Oh! Sorry, pal. Pal? I am nobody's pal. Boy!
Oh, Mr. Heffelfreight.
Don't stand there. Help me up. I'll be complaining to your manager.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm running late.
You shouldn't be running anywhere, boy. This isn't Brad's hat, you know.
There you are.
Jed, go away.
Here. A single red rose.
I don't want it.
Peace offering. Don't worry, it's not been paid for. I nicked it from the section.
You're in my way.
Sorry. I shouldn't have said those things. I mean, it's none of my business, is it, what you do?
No, it isn't.
I'm sorry.
Good.
I'll give you the hand with the sheets, if you like.
Why?
Favour.
I don't need favours.
Not really. I've got nothing better to do. If you like, I'll cover your afternoon shift.
What are you up to?
I just want you to be happy.
Do you?
What are friends for, eh?
That's all we are, Jed. Friends.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking. It's no good moping around, wishing life was different. If you don't like what's happening, change it.
Yeah, I hope you mean that.
I do.
Well, if you're sure you don't mind, I've got this floor and the Goldmont suite still to do.
Okay. Is this your passkey?
Yeah. I can trust you, can't I?
Have I ever let you down?
Well, thanks.
Right then. To work.
Hello? Mr. Heffelfreight. It's the boy here, Mr. Heffelfreight.
Come for your soiled sheets.
Yeah, I'll toss her.
Good God, man. What have I told you about leaving valuables lying around? Now, imagine what could happen if you left this window wide open. I mean, this wallet here, for instance. Now, any damn fool, Tom, Dick or Harry, could come along and appropriate it. $55. You are a blithering idiot, Mr. Heffelfreight. What are you? Credit cards. Too kind. No mind, ever did.
Afternoon, Mr. Jukes. Didn't recognise you with your clothes off. Fancy spot of room service, do you?
Well, come on and get a bottom awesome gold, eh?
I like the fur coat.
Yeah. Just pop it in the bag for safekeeping, shall we? And the pearls, of course. These earrings are nice. And the watch. Cartier, is it? You know, well, for a shagged out old tart, you don't have to do well for yourself, don't you? Well, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure. Oh, sorry, Mrs. D. Almost forgot. Must keep the windows open. Possibly. Can't beat a breath of fresh air. Not a swift means of escape.
Ow! Robert.
What?
My leg.
What?
You're crushing me.
Hey, careful. It's a company car.
So?
Velour upholstery. Try not to move.
Oh, get off me.
Karen.
I said get off.
Okay.
I must be mad.
Giving up half a day's pay for a quick bunk in a BMW.
Actually, it's a Rover 2.6.
Is it? I must be bloody desperate.
Look, I'm sorry.
I thought we were playing golf.
I thought you weren't that bothered.
I've changed my mind.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, I thought you said Jed was covering for you.
So?
So you're not officially off work. You're not losing any pay.
I'll have to give him something.
You know, I can't work him out. What do you think he's up to?
He's not up to anything.
Well, that watch of yours, it's solid gold. He just gave it to you for nothing.
So?
Doesn't that seem odd to you?
You're jealous.
Of course I'm not.
It's me who should be jealous. You're the one with the wife.
I just think you shouldn't take his gifts. You're only going to encourage him.
Robert, I told you, me and Jed are history.
And he knows that, does he?
Of course he does.
You don't want him to take advantage.
For Christ's sake, I'm the one taking advantage.
You know what they say about free lunches?
Just drive the bloody car, will you?
Okay. Where you want it.
Still no luck.
Sorry?
You've been standing there for 10 minutes.
I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
Well, why don't I help you? What are you looking for?
I'm not sure, really.
Well, let's narrow it down, then. Girlfriend or mother?
Fiancé.
Fiancé, right. Oh, what about this one? Floral, but not too frumpy?
I was hoping for something a little more, you know.
A little sexy.
Yeah.
<That's right. laughs> Well, let's see what we can dig up. No, too coy. Not too formal. Ah, Eureka. The little black number. What do you reckon?
That's fine, yeah, I'll take it.
Right, you are then. Walk this way. That's just $89.95, then.
You take plastic?
The pigs eat truffles.
What?
That'll do nicely. Mm-hmm. Sign on the line, Mr. Heppelthwaite.
Right. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
The pleasure's all mine. Take the peg out of the hole!
Flag.
What?
You mean the flag.
Does it make a difference?
You're better off leaving it in, you know. You're not going to sink one from there.
I've seen them do it on telly.
You're not on telly.
Robert!
Okay, you know best.
All right, then. Smart ass.
Yes!
How did you do that?
Beginner's luck, I suppose. Just like the other four holes. Oh, you're not letting me win.
You've played this before, haven't you?
My dad's taken me to a few pitch and putts. Is there a prize for winning?
It's not over yet. There's another 12 holes.
You're a sucker for punishment, aren't you?
Shit.
What?
Patterson.
What?
Nick Patterson over there at the tee.
Friend of yours?
Hardly. We work in the same office. Let's get out of here before he sees us.
Too late. He's waving at you.
Don't wave back.
Hey, there.
Pretend you're hunting for a lost ball. I don't know you.
What?
I don't think you should see us together.
Don't be daft.
Please, Karen, here, take my car keys. There's some CDs in the glove compartment.
You're serious, aren't you?
He knows Judith. We're godparents to his little boy.
This of you.
I'll get rid of him as quick as I can.
Just forget it.
Look, this isn't my fault.
Drop dead, will you?
Oh, Nick. Great minds think alike, eh?
Good afternoon. Hotel Civic. How may I help you? Just one moment, sir. Yes, sir. The Gaumont suite is available. How many nights, sir? Right, sir. I'm making the reservation now. That's three nights at £245 a night. Oh, no, sir. Cash would be perfectly acceptable. And what name is it? Is that 1D or 2? Right, Mr. Sadler. The room will be ready for you this evening.
Excellent. And you're sure I won't be disturbed? It's a delicate situation, you see. I'll be hoping to keep a low profile. Right. Thank you. You're too kind. Jed, you are a genius. Now then. Hello? Yes, I'm trying to get in touch with a Mrs. Judith Sadler. I understand she works there. No, no, I don't want to be connected. I wonder, does she have a fax number?
Selma?
Oh, no.
Selma?
In here. What the hell? I was tidying up. Shouldn't you be at work?
Selma, this is my room.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't think you'd be back.
Yeah, I bet you didn't. Do you make a habit of this? Well, do you? Do you make a habit of ransacking my room?
I'm sorry.
I want an answer, Selma.
I don't know what to say.
You could start by explaining what my photograph albums are doing strewn all over my bed.
I was looking at them.
They're holiday snaps.
Oh, please don't be angry. I couldn't help it.
It's Jed, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm not stupid. Look at these pictures. Jed on the beach. Jed in the sea. Jed playing patience.
I don't know what to do, Carl.
Oh, you'll drive yourself crazy. He's not worth all this.
I can't stop thinking about him. Why doesn't he like me?
He does.
Oh, you're the one he likes. I recognise this photo. I took it, didn't I? I felt so stupid. Sometimes it's like I don't even exist. Like I'm invisible.
That's silly.
Oh, it's true, though. As far as Jed's concerned.
Then do something about it.
How?
I don't know. Oh, don't just lock yourself away and give up. Make him notice you.
You think I haven't tried? It's hopeless. I'm hopeless. Oh, there's no point fooling myself.
Oh, Selma, for Christ's sake. Look, these photos, you can keep them if you like.
Oh, they're yours.
I want you to have them.
Thanks, Carl.
But you've got to stop poking around in my room, okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
She may be weary. Women do get weary.
All you have to do is talk to her, Jed.
I talk to her all the time.
You know what I mean. She's crazy about you. You ought to appreciate that. You, of all people.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
You reckon I'm crazy?
I didn't say that.
It wasn't as bad as all that, was it?
What?
Us?
Oh, Jed, don't start.
Oh, don't worry, I know when I'm not wanted.
You are wanted by Thelma.
Oh, can you imagine Thelma in bed? Oh, please and thank yous. Sex and good manners don't mix. You taught me that.
Oh, you're a bastard, Jed McCall.
Talking of bastards, what's wrong with your Mr. Sattler?
Nothing.
I was watching him take his order. What are you giving him for pudding? Frozen Alaska. I'll fix it up with someone else if you like. Yeah, what about those two over there? Fancy a menage a trois?
Jed, I'm not in the mood.
So what happened?
It's nothing to do with you.
What? I gave up my afternoon for nothing.
He can rot in hell for all I care.
Yeah, sure.
Look at this shower. Management consultants. Old gold cards and designer aftershave. I bet his wife's all poised and manicured with legs up to her ass. And what am I? A bit of rough to help pass the time. He's taking the piss, that's all he's doing. Well, what makes him so special, huh? I mean, what can he give me that's so bloody wonderful?
Exactly.
It's the best sex I've ever had. All he has to do is say he's sorry.
So the moral superior says, syphilis? You got a case of syphilis? Really, Sister Ernestine, why can't you drink sherry like the rest of us? Are you all right, Bob?
What? Yes.
Pining for the marital bed.
Something like that.
Anyway, there was this one-armed Irish...
Sattler? Yes. Oh, it's you.
Hey, what buttons? Where's the pillbox at?
I've got a message for you, Mr. Sattler.
What message?
Well, it's confidential.
Maybe it's from that filly on the golf course. Wants to borrow another one of your balls, Bob.
Nick, can you give me a moment?
Sure thing. I'll grab one of those tables by the palm tree.
Thanks.
Knowledge, you old bastard!
Well, what do you want? Miss Broughton will be in the Goldman suite at noon tomorrow. Who? Karen, Bob. Surely you can't have forgotten that. Right. It's on the sixth floor. 12 o'clock.
She'll be waiting.
Is this a wind-up?
I'm just passing on a message, Bob.
Why can't she tell me this herself?
She's busy.
She served me 3 courses at dinner and never said a word.
Perhaps she was being discreet.
Yeah, maybe that was it. 12 o'clock.
The Gaumont suite.
Tell her I'll be there. And tell her I'm... No, just tell her I'll be there.
Yes, sir.
$1 sole, 1 beef Provençal, and 2 steak Diane. 1 medium, 1 medium to rare.
Karen, over here.
Oh, Frankie, I'm busy.
I've got a little surprise for you.
I don't need surprises. There are 3 tables waiting for food.
Then you'll have to wait. Chop, chop.
What?
Come on, we can talk outside.
Oh, I don't need this, Frankie.
Right, close your eyes.
I've been messed around enough for one day.
Trust me, dear heart. Hold out your hands. Voila.
What is it?
Goodness knows. Rupert found it lying here when he pulled out the bins. But go on, open it. The suspense is killing me.
My God.
Oh.
What do you think?
It looks hazardously skint.
And very expensive. Look at the label.
My, somebody loves you. Oh, come on, read the little note.
A car key? The Gaumont suite.
What's it say?
Meet me tomorrow at 12 noon.
I trust this isn't another of Gerard's futile gestures.
No. Look at the initials.
R.S.
Robert Sadler.
The incentive asserter. I thought you dumped him.
Yeah, well, there's no point being hasty. I might as well find out what he wants.
I think it's pretty obvious what he wants, dear heart. You could sift flour with this frock.
Don't you think I should go?
Since when have you listened to my advice?
Come on, Jed. Just a couple of hours, that's all I'm asking.
You think the sugar's dead?
12 till 3, at the latest.
Looks dead to me, this.
Oh, Jed, please.
Why don't you ask Thelma?
She's on reception tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm not made of favours.
Why are you being so awkward?
Well, the thing is, Carl, you keep telling me to stop doing things for you. Now you want me to give up your free day and cover your shift. Well, it's not what you'd call consistent, is it?
This is an exceptional situation.
Yes, it may be.
Look, if you come for me tomorrow, I'll forget about the £20 you owe me. Please, Jed.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thanks.
No.
You're a real pal.
Ain't I just?
Robert? Are you here? Robert? My God, what is this? Caviar. Smoked salmon, champagne, Dom Perignon. 9 out of 10 for effort, Mr. Sadler. 10 out of 10 if you bloody turn up.
Karen.
Keep calm, Carl.
Karen, it's Robert.
What do you want?
Can I come in?
What, before somebody sees us together?
Karen, please, I want to say sorry.
Well, don't just stand there.
Jesus, wet. Look at all this.
Go on, then.
What?
I had to walk 3 miles before I found a bus stop.
I thought you'd wait.
You thought wrong.
What can I say? I'm a shit, forgive me.
Are you worth forgiving?
Probably not.
It might help if you took that stupid smirk off your face.
You look sensational.
Do I?
You know you do.
Mm. It meets with your approval, does it?
What?
The dress.
It's irresistible.
Well, that's a surprise.
What?
Well, it's not very subtle, is it?
Subtlety is overrated.
Mm. Well, Mr. Sadler, now that I've got your undivided attention... Mr. Heppelswaite, I'm sure there's a perfectly logical explanation.
I've been burgled, girl. Isn't that logical enough for you? Someone has ransacked my room and walked off with my wallet.
Well, maybe you left it somewhere when you went out.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, of course not.
I demand to see the hotel manager.
He's not here.
Well, where is he?
The lawmaker.
Are you trying to be funny, girl?
No, Mr. Heppelswaite. He's on holiday.
Is he indeed? How very convenient.
No problem, Thelma.
Are you in charge round here?
Yes, sir. How can I help?
This gentleman seems to have misplaced his wallet.
Oh, great.
Not another one.
It's not been misplaced. It's been stolen. I was led to believe that this was a respectable hotel.
Okay, Tom, I'll sort this out.
Will you indeed?
We'll talk in my office through there.
I intend to be fully compensated. I hope you realize that.
Phone the police.
Yes, Mr. Fisher.
And get on to security. I want them to search the restrooms.
You don't think it was one of the staff, do you?
I've already had Mrs. Jukes in my office screaming blue murder.
Excuse me. Good day, madam. How may I help you?
No, Thelma.
Yes, Mr. Fisher.
I'm looking for Mr. Sadler.
Yes, madam. That'll be the third floor, room 313.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what it says here, madam.
Well, there must be some mistake. I've written it down here. Oh, yes. Here we are. No, he's in the Gaumont suite.
Gaumont suite, madam? Are you sure?
More champagne?
If you insist.
Lovely bubbly.
Yeah, that was sorbet. Don't worry, it'll soon melt. It's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Definitely.
Oysters. Vintage champagne. I suppose you think I'm impressed.
What do you mean?
Come on. Red chintz and the velvet wallpaper. Is this how you bed all your wenches?
What are you talking about?
And the dress. My God, I'm surprised you forgot the stockings and suspenders.
What?
I suppose it doesn't pay to be too predictable.
Look, you think I arranged all this?
Didn't you?
No.
Well, somebody must have.
I thought you had.
Me?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You didn't write this note?
No, I didn't.
I see. At least I think I do.
Do you mind telling me what's going on?
I think it's what you'd call a friendly favour.
What?
Don't even ask.
Maybe we ought to get out of here.
Oh, and waste a perfectly decent chaise lounge. As my granny always used to say, never look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yes, well, why'd you put it like that?
Or even like this.
Oh, yes, definitely like that.
I want you to lie back and think lobster claws.
That's nice.
I know.
That is very, very nice.
Oh, I could stay like this forever.
Oh, shit. Are you going to answer that?
I'm busy.
I think we should.
Well, you answer it then.
I'm not supposed to be here, am I?
Nor am I. I'll stop in a minute.
Karen.
Okay. Okay. Hello? Who? Just a minute. Christ, Robert, what's going on? Your wife's in reception.
McCall, the manager's office, please. Mr. McCall.
Robert, over here.
Judith, what?
I've got an early train.
What?
David gave me the afternoon off. Who says romance is dead? I've ordered you some decaf.
Judith, please.
Hey, are you okay? You look like you've been through a liquidizer.
Look, why are you here?
What?
I mean, it's wonderful to see you, but you might have phoned to tell me you were coming.
Robert, you sent me a fax.
Did I?
Here.
I didn't send this.
Oh, I love it when you're impetuous.
Judith, I didn't send this.
Okay, I give up. You didn't.
I mean it.
You've got a surprise in store, haven't you? It's written all over your face. Coffee can wait. Why don't you take me to your boudoir?
Oh, look, Jed, I'm not accusing you of anything.
Aren't you?
A lot of valuable stuff's gone missing.
And you reckon I nicked it?
Everyone's being questioned. I mean, I need to nail this bastard as soon as possible. How do you think it looks for me?
I don't see that that's my problem, Gaz.
I've worked out that the theft took place sometime yesterday afternoon between 12 and 4. All you have to do is tell me where you
were. Look, this is a gross invasion of my privacy.
And put yourself in the clear. Look, I'm only asking you what the cops are going to ask. Come on, Jed, do us a favour.
Okay, okay. I was in bed.
At lunchtime?
It was my afternoon off.
Oh. What, you went home then, did you?
Not exactly. I was with someone.
Who?
That's my business.
Oh, I need to know.
I was with Thelma.
Thelma?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I didn't know you two were...
What are we supposed to do? Apply for written permission?
No, of course not. I'm just... Well... Well, I thought you didn't like her.
Said anything about liking? So can I go now?
You're full of surprises, aren't you?
Maybe it isn't the staff you should be talking to.
What do you mean?
You'd be amazed what some of our so-called guests get up to.
Really?
That wallet you described, Mr. Heppelthwaite's wallet, it's probably just a coincidence. But Mr. Sadler's got one just like it. Brown leather, silver studs.
Mr. Sadler?
Room 313. I saw it this morning when he gave me a tip.
313? Right.
Like I say, it's probably just a coincidence.
No, 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 thanks, Jed. I'll look into that one.
Here we are, then.
Well, this is the Gaumont Suite.
What?
I thought you were in the Gaumont Suite. That's what you know, sir.
No, they're the conference rooms.
Oh, God, look at this. The wallpaper's peeling off. What happened to that mirror?
Yeah, it's not exactly the hilt.
It looks so grand and ancestral from the outside. What are you doing?
Tidying up.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine. You can have the wardrobe. The shower needs about 5 minutes to warm up. I'll leave you the key.
Well, now where are you going?
Judith, I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Now?
You can't turn up out of the blue and expect me to drop everything.
Well, hardly out of the blue. How long is this meeting going to take?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of hours.
I haven't come all the way up here to sit around playing little wifey.
Why don't you go out somewhere? Castlefield's nice, a science museum, there's a brochure somewhere.
I hope this weekend's going to improve with age.
Yeah, so do I. Hang on.
Yes? Mr. Sadler?
Yes.
This is WPC Maidling.
Mr. Sadler?
Do you mind if we come in?
I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah, mate, I bet you are.
Is that your wallet, sir?
What?
On the table.
No. No, it isn't.
What did I tell you?
I think we'd better go downstairs, Mr. Sadler. There are a few questions that need answering. Robert, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
If you'd care to follow me, sir. I'm coming with you. That won't be necessary, Mr. Sadler. Look, if my husband is in any sort of difficulty...
Judith, it's nothing. Don't fuss. I'll see you later.
So you admit that this isn't your property?
Look, if it's mine, why has it got someone else's initials on it?
You tell us, Mr. Sadler.
Maybe it's because it belongs to someone else.
But you can't explain what it was doing in your room.
No, I can't.
And I suppose you weren't in the Royal Exchange Shopping Arcade at 3:30 yesterday afternoon?
No, I wasn't.
Fraudulently purchasing items of ladies' fashion wear?
Oh, this is absurd.
It'll carry on being absurd, Mr. Sadler, until you're prepared to tell me where you were yesterday afternoon.
Look!
Let's stop playing silly buggers, shall we?
Karen, open the door. I know you're there.
Jed?
We haven't got much time.
What do you want?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, these are yours. You better get dressed.
Get your hands off me.
This is no time for false modesty.
Jed, what the hell is going on?
You are being taken for a ride. And if you don't get out of here pronto, you might not be too happy with the destination.
What?
Robert's been arrested.
Arrested?
He's been caught stealing from the guest rooms. That's hardly surprising. Look at this place. What's this? Smoked salmon. Don't get this lot on company expense.
What are you up to, Jed?
He set you up good and proper, hasn't he?
I want you to leave.
You know, his wife turned up. Some blokes, eh? Their lives must be so dull and mundane, they'll do anything just to grab a bit of excitement. They look all respectable. But underneath, they're just spotty-ass little kids. Playing around with matches. Good job I'm here to help you.
How come you knew where to find me?
You told me, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Come, look, we can't hang around here.
Leave me alone! I know what you're up to, Jed. You did all this, didn't you? You bought this suite, didn't you?
Look, he doesn't need you, Cara. Not the way I need you.
I want you out of here.
I do, Cara. I can't help myself.
Let go of me.
Oh, we're good together, you and me.
No, Jed.
Come on, Cara. You're ready for it, aren't you?
I said no.
I can feel you are.
Stop it! You're sick, Jed.
I love you.
It's not love you want. That I'm not interested. Why can't you see that? I don't want you.
Don't say that.
I want Robert.
But that's over now, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
But be real. His wife's downstairs.
Is she? And I wonder how she happened to turn up.
You cannot take any more risks.
Watch me.
He's evil. That man is evil.
I am not going to let you do this to me, understand? I want you to leave. Now.
Carl, listen to yourself.
Now, Jed, get out.
We need each other.
Leave me alone.
So, Mr. Patterson, you were with Mr. Sadler the whole afternoon?
Well, most of it, yes. We met up on the 16th.
And that was about, what, 3 o'clock?
What, more like 2 o'clock, wouldn't you say, Bob?
I'm not asking Mr. Sadler, I'm asking you, Mr. Patterson.
Yes, 2 o'clock.
Which proves I wasn't even in Manchester.
They're probably in it together.
Oh. Mr. Fisher, if you'll allow me to conduct this interview.
Yes, right.
You still haven't accounted for the wallet, Mr. Sadler.
Officer, why would I steal someone's wallet? I earn 30 grand a year. I can afford wallets of my own.
It was in your room, mate. You can't deny
Mr.
that.
Mr. Fisher, please.
Somebody must have put it there.
Okay, fair enough. And who would have done that?
How the hell do I know?
Think, Mr. Sadler. Do you know of anyone who might wish to discredit you?
Oh, of course.
Of course what, Mr. Sadler?
No, it's nothing. I can't think of anyone.
Somebody's gone to a lot of trouble here. There's this mysterious booking of the...
The Gaumont Suite.
Right, the Gaumont Suite. A booking made in your name, Mr. Sadler, but which you seemingly know nothing about.
I can't help you, I'm sorry.
Are you sure about that?
Look, you've established that Bob is innocent. Can we please go now?
Hey! Robert! Let me in!
Karen?
On the bloody window!
What are you doing out there?
Security waited to go on the suite. I had to leg it down the fire escape.
You're shivering.
Oh, you weren't in your room, so I shimmied along the ledge. I've been dangling out there for half an hour waiting for you to show.
You could have killed yourself.
No, I'm okay. What about you?
I've had better days.
I heard what happened. Jed told me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So? Well, they sending you to jail?
No, Patterson vouched for me.
Oh, thank God for that.
What a mess, though. I suppose it was your mate who arranged for Judith to turn up.
He's not my mate.
I'm going to kill that little shit.
Just leave him, okay?
He's taking the piss.
Please, Robert, you won't win. I know him.
So we just let him get away with this, do we?
But it doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't know. This isn't how I wanted it to end.
It's not over yet. Well, we've got the whole evening ahead of us.
Don't be stupid.
Why not? If we leave him tomorrow, I'll never see you again. This is our last chance.
What about Judith?
No, Tar. I'm not into threesomes.
You know what I mean.
You'll have to get her out of the way.
How?
You'll think of something. I want to finish what we started.
Karen.
I want to finish it properly. Tell me you don't want the same.
Oh, Robert, there you are. I just had the most peculiar chat with the manager.
Really?
You know what he said? Don't worry, Mrs. Sadler, your husband is entirely innocent. I told him there are many words to describe my husband, but innocent isn't one that readily springs to mind.
7:30 then, Mr. Sadler.
Yes, okay then, 7:30.
Right then, I'll prepare the briefs.
What was all that about?
Plenary session.
What?
You know, rounding off the conference.
That girl's never middle management.
No, she was just passing on a message.
Robert, what the hell's going on round here?
Nothing's going on.
I'm not completely brain dead. I know when you're up to something. What did that policewoman want?
She thought I might have seen something.
Well, seen what?
Does it matter?
Living with you is like being trapped in a maze, blindfolded. Where do you get this talent for complicating everything?
Look, I've got someone I ought to see.
Oh, Robert.
I won't be long.
Talk to me.
Later, okay?
I want to know why I'm here.
Look, Thelma, I wouldn't ask. You know that, only it's important.
Do you mind black? We're out of milk.
Thelma, leave the coffee.
Sorry.
You have to do this for me.
I told you, I'm no good at lying.
No one is going to question what you say. You did invite your other tea, didn't you?
You didn't turn up, though.
Well, let's say that I did, okay?
What have you done, Jeff?
I haven't done nothing, but I've got no way of proving that. If you tell the police I was with you, well, it makes things easier.
I don't know.
I told them I was at your place all afternoon. I got there about 12:30 and stayed till 6. And another thing, I told them that we were in bed together.
Why did you say that?
Well, call it wishful thinking.
Really?
I'm desperate. I need your help.
Okay. If you like.
Oh, thanks, Pelm. You're a real pal, you know that?
And where would we be without our pals?
What are you doing here, Franklin?
We're all of us entitled to our rest and recreation.
Crap, you never come in here.
Okay, it's a fair cop. You see, Gerard, I know when you're up to no good. I think you'd better enlighten Uncle Franklin.
Piss off.
Honestly, is that any way to talk to your friends? Or do friends only count when they're strategically useful?
It's all right, Frankie.
But it isn't, dear heart. It isn't all right at all, is it, Gerard?
Why can't you mind your own business, eh? You're always pouncing round like some bloody earth mother. If I need your help, I'll ask for it.
This is no time to play with the spoiled bunny.
Get off me back, will you?
Oh, dear. This all has a terribly familiar ring to it.
What do you mean?
He was in a mood like this last February when we had that fire in the boiler room.
You don't think...
It rarely pays to think when Jed's involved.
You reckon he had something to do with the robbery?
Oh, don't you?
But why?
Oh, come on, tell me. You're not as wide-eyed as you'd have us believe. Why do you think Jed's been so full of favours recently?
Oh, God. If it's that obvious...
It's only that obvious if you have a crucial bit of information. However, only you and I know of Karen's little affair. And of Gerard's unswerving desire to kill its stone dead.
What do you think we should do?
You'll have to corroborate Gerard's story. Keep him off the hook. I know he's a little toe rag, but he's our little toe rag. We must always look after our own. As for Karen and Roberto, if I know anything, then I suspect things will have to take their course. Let's pray Gerard finally realizes that. If he doesn't, I foresee tears before bedtime.
Your taxi, Mr. Heppelquist.
About bloody time.
Still look on the bright side, pal.
I beg your pardon?
You're a long time dead.
You're a little shite. Do you know that? You're a little bastard shite.
I want a word with you. How may I help you, Mr. Sadler?
Not here, outside.
I'm afraid I'm on duty.
I said outside. Hey, what are you playing?
Mind the jacket.
I asked you a question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am talking about the wallet you planted in my room. I'm talking about the bridal suite that you booked and paid for in my name. I am talking about my bloody wife turning up out of nowhere.
What's that got to do with me?
You are trying to set me up. I'll tell you this. I am not being pissed about by some jumped up little gopher.
I'd back off if I were you,
pal. I'm going to break you in two.
I don't think so.
Believe it. You're going to be sorry you mess with me.
I don't like your tone, Mr. Sadler. Look, if I've done all these dreadful things, shouldn't you be talking to a police officer? A decent, upright citizen like yourself.
You're lucky I haven't.
I don't think luck's got much to do with it. It wasn't me up there in the Gaumont suite, was it, Bob? And how would you have explained that to your little lady? Now, you can hardly pass Karen off as room service.
What me and Karen do is none of your business.
It is now.
Look. Okay, let's think about this. We're both in a fix here. We can help each other.
Can we?
I want you to keep Judith occupied this evening.
Why would I want to do that?
You invited her up here. You can look after her. That seems fair enough to me.
What are you going
to
be doing?
Use your imagination.
Do I look stupid?
You keep her out of the way, or I will tell the police everything I know. Now, who's got the most to lose?
Don't threaten me, Bob.
Come on, think about it. You want Karen, don't you? That's what this is all about. Well, you can have her. What? All I'm asking is for one night. I want to be with her for one night, then I'm gone. I'll tell you what, I'll even put in a good word for you.
Why would you do that?
Why not?
I thought she meant more to you than that.
No, we're living in the real world, Jed. You take what you want when you can get it, that's all. So have we got a deal?
I was dreaming of...
Mrs. Sadler?
Yes?
Mrs. Judith Sadler?
Yes?
Do you mind if I join you?
Well, I'm...
You're waiting for your husband?
Yes.
Oh, he's not coming.
What?
You don't mind if I sit down, do you?
What do you mean, he's not coming?
He's having it off with one of the chambermaids.
I beg your pardon?
Only joking. Now, they got some kind of meeting, you know, rounding off the conference.
Plenary session.
That's it, plenary. Could take all night.
Oh, great. Bloody wonderful.
Yeah, that's almost the same with these business conferences. They never give themselves enough time. By the end of the week, they're cramming in meetings like there's no tomorrow. But then, of course, there is no tomorrow. That's why they have to do it. Can I get you a drink?
No, I don't think so.
What is it, G&T? Sam? Two G&Ts.
Actually, it's mineral water. Look, who are you?
Jed McCall. I work here.
Well, Mr. McCall,
I... Jed? If we're going to get to know each other.
What?
I'm supposed to look after you. Keep you entertained. Your husband's instructions.
Really?
I thought maybe I'd take you out, show you a few sights. There's a great Korean restaurant in Chinatown. You haven't eaten yet, have you? Yeah, they cook the food at the table. Do you like Korean?
I've never tried it.
Oh, it's dead spicy.
I think I'd rather have a quiet evening on my own, if you don't mind.
Thanks, Sammy.
I need a bit of time to myself. I get the feeling that something's going on around here.
Oh, there's plenty going on around here, Mrs. Sadler. But you won't find out about it sitting here sipping mineral water.
Persistent, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to tell you this, actually, but your husband's paid me quite a lot of money.
Has he? To do what, exactly?
Keep you company.
Oh, I see. So you're my official guide, are you?
Well, I prefer to call myself an escort.
I'm sure you do.
A paid escort.
Well, in that case, we mustn't waste Robert's money, must we?
Is
she gone?
Just left. Jed's with her. Well, it took a bloody time. I almost gave up waiting. Oh, do you mind if I open the window and it's like an oven?
I don't want to take any risks.
Robert, we're three flights up. Who's going to see us?
What if Judith comes back early?
Well, that's half the fun, isn't it?
What?
The danger.
Ow!
Danger drives me wild.
Oh.
I think I've had one too many of those mineral waters.
All right, I've got you.
So you have.
As the actress said to the bishop.
Am I imagining things, or have you got your hand on my bum?
You tell me.
Oh, I think I'm imagining it.
Right.
After all, I'm a respectably married woman, given not to temptation. I'm sorry about that.
No, my mistake.
Oh, Robert gets very jealous, you see. I can't think why. I'm the one who should be jealous. Do you know? He once made a pass at my sister. Oh, he denied it, of course, but I actually saw him do it. He thinks I don't know things. But I know, all right. I'm a fool to myself. I like you, Jed. You're a laugh.
Thanks.
I like a laugh. Do you know any good jokes?
One day, I'm going to be a hotel manager. And I'll live in a big, detached house in somewhere like Hebden Bridge. And everyone will run around and do what I bloody well tell them. And I'll drive a silver grey Mercedes with automatic transmission and stains on the upholstery. Maybe from time to time I'll get in my car and drive down to Bristol. And I'll park outside your house and watch you as you bundle your kids into your Volvo. And wonder what the hell I ever saw in you.
Oh, I wish it wasn't like this.
Me too.
You be all right?
I'll have to be. The world doesn't end when you walk out the door.
Do you want my number?
No.
I travel all the time, you know, Manchester, Leeds, Norwich.
I won't be your mistress.
Why not?
It's not what I deserve. I will miss you, though.
Me too.
I don't want to, but I will. Mm.
Let's not talk.
Okay.
Let's just take what we can.
Well, here we are, then.
Home sweet home.
You know, it looks very impressive from the outside, doesn't it? All those fancy gargoyles and engravings. It's not until you step inside that you see what it is. Full star squalor.
Try working here.
I've had a really nice evening.
Good.
I mean it, thanks.
It doesn't have to end yet.
I think it does.
Mum, come on. I've got a surprise for you. Down here.
You don't give up, do you?
Oh, what are you scared of? I won't do anything you don't want me to.
So what's the big surprise?
Up there.
The fire escape? Oh, no, I'm not climbing up there.
You might learn something to your advantage.
I don't like heights.
Come on, Jude. Think of it as a dare. It's a night for dares, isn't it? Dares and surprises.
No, what is all this?
Let's go and find out, shall we?
Jed, let go.
Come on. Keep going.
Look, I've changed my mind. This is not a good idea.
Jed, keep going.
Jed, please, you're frightening me.
Right, this will do. In here.
What?
Through the window.
This is breaking and entering.
You said it. Surprise! Surprise!
What? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Get her out of here.
Sorry?
I said get her out!
I knew it!
Look, Judith.
What do you think you're doing? What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'll give you three guesses.
Are you laughing at me?
Nobody is laughing, Judith.
I'll give you something to laugh about.
Judith, put that down.
You think I'm pathologically stupid, don't you?
I said put the club down.
I'd better get out of here. You stay right where you are. Jesus! You think I know nothing, but I know you, Robert. I know about your little tete-a-tete. Is this what you did with Laura?
Judith!
This is how you entertain my sister, huh? Is it? But of course, I was imagining things, wasn't I? Just like I'm imagining this. You and her.
Look,
please shut up, you pantless little tart! Shit! My arm!
No harm done. It's only your imagination.
Don't! Sugar, don't be silly!
Silly, am I? What else?
Moron! Cracker! Do something!
Idiot! Sucker! You stupid bloody cow!
Somebody do something!
Okay, then. If you insist.
Jed, no!
Oh, Christ's sake.
Help her! Get an ambulance!
She'll be all right.
Get a bloody ambulance!
Shut up! She'll be okay!
It's over.
You did?
Yeah, well, accidents will happen.
She's dead, isn't she?
Judith.
No!
We'll have to get her out of here. She can't stay there. She'll have to be shifted. Wrap her in a sheet. That's what we need to do. Take her down the fire escape. Dump her across town. We'll take your car. I'll drive.
Leave her alone.
Karen? Karen, I can't do this all by myself.
I said leave her, you murdering bastard!
He's right, Robert. She can't stay here.
Oh, you're in this together, are you?
Of course not.
You and him?
Don't say that.
You little bitch, you're playing me along. Was that a bit of a laugh?
No.
My wife is dead. Why have you done this to me?
Look, pal, now is not the time.
You are not getting away with this. You are not destroying my life and getting away with it.
Put the phone down, Robert.
I'll see you rot, believe me.
I mean it. Silly sod.
Oh, no.
Some people just won't be told. Karen. I'll get a towel.
How'd you get on with the police?
Fine. I never realized lying was so easy.
Frankly, Thelma, I don't think the truth ever amounts to much. Stories are much more fun.
Some of them are.
Karen?
What's wrong? What's happened?
Help me!
Oh, God, I knew it!
Hiya. Well, come in if you're coming.
I knew it.
Dead.
Don't look. Here, sit down. Thelma, find something for her arm.
Sorry about the mess.
Oh, my God.
There's been a bit of an accident.
Jed, I think you should leave that.
That's all it was, an accident.
Yeah, I know.
These things happen.
I think you better get out of here.
What about the tidying?
We'll do the tidying, won't we, Thelma?
Yeah.
Take the keys to my van. I'll meet you in the car park.
Here we are, Karen. Keep your arm still. This'll help, honest.
What's wrong with Karen?
Just go, Jed.
Carl. You don't hate me, do you?
Nobody hates you, Dad.
Well, that's nice.
We won't be long.
All right. We'll see you in a bit, then.
Do you think I should go with him?
No. Try and get rid of the fingerprints.
There's a flannel in the bathroom.
Good idea. Karen, how are you feeling?
Dead.
Listen, who knows about you and Robert?
Dead.
Karen, come on. Who knows? Is it just us?
Stains everywhere.
Just me and Thelma.
Hello.
Nobody else.
Hello.
Don't worry, it's going to be all right.
Well, what are we going to do with these two?
I'll sort that out. Do you know how to drive?
Not really.
But someone needs to drive Robert's car.
I suppose I can try.
I'll take Jed in the van. Karen, you're going with Thelma, do you understand?
Yes.
But it'll be all right. Come on, Jed.
What?
Grab the arm, but I can't shift him by myself.
Yeah, right.
Over here. Under the trees.
Hi. Do you want a hand?
Where's Karen?
In the car.
What's Karen doing here? I don't want her here.
I don't want her involved.
She is involved, Jed. We all are.
It's not what I want.
This has got to stop, Jed. You've had what you wanted and look where it's led you. From now on, you do as you're bloody well told. Understand?
I'm scared, Frankie.
Nothing can be proved. No one can touch you. Not if you do what you're told. Help tell me with the other body.
Right.
Where have you parked?
Over there. Behind those bushes. Come on.
Karen? You okay?
Oh, it hurts.
We'll soon get you to hospital.
Can't.
Yes, you can.
The lads.
They make something up. Tell them you fell over in the kitchen.
I didn't know.
You'll be in plaster for a few weeks, and then you'll be off to college, won't you? And tonight will be no more than a distant and very unreal memory.
I didn't think you'd do this, you know. I didn't think
it's
you'd...
okay, love.
Huh? Get away from me!
What's wrong?
Get him away from me! Get him away!
Tell her!
Get him away from me! Get him away!
Next,
it wasn't my fault, you know. It wasn't my fault.
Of course it wasn't.
He's gone now. He won't be bothering you anymore, Karen. I promise.
I know what I want.
You've done this sort of work before, have you? There ain't no picnic, you know. The bar opens at 10 each morning. We close at 4 a.m. Sometimes we don't close at all. What did you say your name was?
Thelma.
I expect 110%, Thelma.
Yes, of course. No problem.
And I'm not interested if you're going to do a runner first time someone grabs your tits.
I said it's no problem.
What about your friend? Don't say much, do he?
He's done bar work before, haven't you, Jed?
Yeah, I know the ropes.
Well, I suppose you look honest enough. Honest enough for this place. Ain't that right, Felipe?
See you, Senor Charlie.
Yeah, Felipe, I'll show you where you're sleeping. Welcome to Marbella.
In Stolen Kisses, you heard Louise Lombard as Karen, Paul McGann as Jed, and Neil Pearson as Robert. The part of Franklin was played by Russell Dixon, Judith by Leslie Nicol, Mrs. Dukes by Anne Rye, Hepplethwaite by Robert Whelan. Thelma was played by Deborah Penny, Fisher by John Lloyd Fillingham, Patterson by Martin Reeve, Rupert by Jason Doan, and W.P.C. Madeley by Diane Whitley. The cocktail pianist was Chris Usden. Stolen Kisses was written by Bill Taylor and directed in Manchester by Martin Jameson.